Hello and welcome to the EdTech podcast. In this edition, I interview the CEO of Here East, Gavin Paul, and find out what Here East are doing to collaborate with local schools and how you can get involved. Stay tuned to hear an exclusive on a new education role being created, what Gavin Paul thinks about the digital industries and Brexit, and much, much more. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at podcastedtech, subscribe at iTunes, and contact us at theedtechpodcast@gmail.com. Yay! Okay, so we're just leaving my house on a road in Hackney Wick and off to interview the CEO of Here East, the huge what was broadcasting centre of the Olympic Park. I think it's 16 football pitches large. And now home to collaboration of education, business and digital organisations, including Data Centre Infinity, BT Sport, Loughborough University, Hackney Community College's Outpost here near Stratford. And I'm going to interview Gavin Paul to find out to what extent the schools in the local area can really make the most of these fantastic organisations and knowledge sharing as part of their plans. One of the many joys of podcasting is walking along, talking to yourself whilst people cross the road to avoid you. Okay, great. Well, thank you very much, Gavin, for agreeing to take part in this podcast. Just to kick off, for those who aren't in the area, could you please describe Here East and the ambitions you have for the project you're running here?
Sure. So Here East is a huge project on the Olympic Park. It's taken three legacy buildings, which were built specifically on the Olympic Park to house all the TV studios and be a home for the journalists who are reporting London 2012 to the rest of the world. They were three box-like buildings of scale. The largest building, we put six jumbo jets side by side inside. You can put one Canada Square, Canary Wharf, lying on its side, and you've still got 60-metre clearance at the end, just to give you an idea of scale. We've got 1,000-person capacity theatre and event space, and then we've got an office environment which is as large as any office block you'll find in central London, 360,000 square feet of space. So it's a big complex competing against some pretty impressive buildings on the park, like the Velodrome and the Aquatic Centre. So by putting our vision together, we knew that we had to do something quite special to really make it stand out on the park as this central hub of innovation, creativity, focusing on the technology and digital space.
What would you say are the opportunities for local schools to take part in the success of Here East and the ambitions you have?
I mean, we are 4 years into the project, which sounds an awful long time, but this is the year that we really start to get going. So last year we opened a university, Loughborough University in London. Their new international and London base of Loughborough University is here and has had 400 students on site since September 21st, 2015. We are this year opening University College London and also a community college, Hackney Community College. We'll be taking a space and fitting that out. So we open in September as well. And so these are the academic aspects on site. Local schools, we are working towards building a tenant base. So this is the year that we are letting more space. We are bringing tenants on, they're fitting space out, and then they're bringing their workforce here. Once that is established, that is the conduit through which we, as a team at Here East, we've got a small team, but we become the connectors into the local community, working with the London Legacy Development Corporation, who's charged with oversight of the whole of the Olympic Park and all of the different venues that operate on it. Working with them and their schools outreach program and their community programs, we'll be able to act as a conduit for all of our tenants to reach into schools and put together really quite exciting programs with third parties to reach into their schools, but also for those schools to engage with us. So we want Here East to be a very open, accessible place. We want schools to be confident that they could make approaches to us, to bring classes to us, to learn about broadcasting, to learn about making, to learn about what it means to be a startup company, to look at enterprise programs that they could easily approach us and we'll be able to facilitate as well as develop our own programs. And we're just about to go to market, and this, no doubt, putting this on our podcast will result in loads and loads of people calling or emailing us. But we're about to go to market to get an education and community manager who will manage that process for us. It hasn't been ready to employ that person, but now we're about to go and advertise for that role. And that person will be solely charged with reaching into those schools, working with our colleagues at Legacy Company to make sure that we've got all of the four growth boroughs, which is what we're charged to reach into, but it's not exclusive to that, to make sure that we reach into as many schools as we possibly can.
Wow, okay. So if you're the head of e-learning at the Osborne Riverside Academy, you could come over and have a decent conversation and find out how you could apply what you're doing here with Makerspace and the schools, and hopefully get some learnings from what's going on.
Absolutely. So, you know, your local school, I mean, the obvious one is Gainsborough School, has been on our doorstep for many, yeah, many, many years. In working with the Gainsborough School, we've already done events during the construction and build phase that we've had our construction team with Langer Walk leading over into the school, talking about the project, looking at designs, looking at how building construction has been fully digitized. They've already run those programs with the school. New schools being built, such as the Mossbourne Primary School, again, they just need to walk up and see us, Trodden Banner, Trodden Academy, the other side of the park. Again, the engagement is already there. We can talk to them. They can talk to us about what we can do in the future. So 2016 is the formative year. If we finish the build, we really start to gear up the management team when we start to bring on site the tenants. We've 55% pre-let. So it means actually we've got a lot of space already.
And can you give us any indication, some early surprises about who the other tenants may be?
I mean, we've well publicised the fact that, you know, I've already mentioned Loughborough, I've mentioned Hackney College, I've mentioned University College London. The UCL one is worthy of a little bit of unpacking. So within that, very exciting, we have the Bartlett School of Architecture and Urban Design. Mm. It's their manufacturing and making facility, which enables their postgrads and PhD researchers to look at how they take their research and build it into proper form. So that's an exciting development of UCL. They've got a space, it's having to close. They've now redeployed into an area they feel very comfortable. They've also got, as exciting, if not more so, the Institute for Robotics coming here as well, which UCL, working with government departments, are putting together a new Institute for Robotics. And it's a place where they can do R&D and test and evaluation of new robotics and advancements in robotic technology here east. So, and that's a very visible, that's behind on the ground floor, behind the glass, so that people visiting us will be able to see what's going on. It's very, very active. That's why we've fully glazed the place, so we can see a lot of activity going on, particularly in this pioneering area.
And is that inspired in any way by things like the Francis Crick idea of collaboration and multidisciplinary?
Very, very much so. Whether it was inspired by that or whether we just all end up at the same point. Yeah. There's a number of us doing huge projects like this around the world, and there's one thread that runs through each of these developments, and it's collaboration. So whether we're in Brooklyn at Industry City or UA Technology in Lille, RDM Campus in Rotterdam, the one thing that comes out is collaboration. And it's important that we're able to work with others, whether it's academic institutions or whether it's private businesses or whether it's innovation centres and the mentor support and the funding support. Actually, that whole spirit of collaboration means that we can have some really good innovation taking place here. Now, the key to the collaboration is understanding where you're in that path of collaboration, because also there'll be competing elements here as well. And understanding whether you're in a collaborative mode or whether actually you could be in direct competition with someone is really important. And equally important that both parties know exactly where they stand in that footprint. So that for us is something, it's better to collaborate, it's better to work together, it's better to share the ideas, it's better to have that knowledge transfer, which is why the buildings here are designed in such a way, the public space is designed in such a way, so we can bring people together, we can talk, we can do seminars, we can do events to actually foster that spirit of collaboration in all that we do. So I think it's such an important part of something of this scale.
In terms of sort of, you mentioned actually going beyond the growth boroughs as well, so you mentioned some of the other city initiatives there. In the recent government white paper, they mentioned the Northern Schools powerhouse strategy and obviously taking what is deemed a success of academies in London to sort of north of the country. Can you see any kind of future for Here East sort of collaborating and taking your success or some of your momentum north of the country, or is that very much not of the moment?
I think the community know our views on this, which is, you know, Here East was an incredible gift out of London 2012. These buildings are just remarkable. They're one-offs. And the ability to have such space, such connectivity in the heart of London is truly amazing. Would we be able to replicate this elsewhere? Well, it's possible. You know, we're just like any other business with a product. So we've been through an entire product lifestyle cycle. We've created a vision. We've created a brand. We've got the product. We're now looking at the full productization. How do we then potentially roll this out, not just nationally, internationally? So we at the moment are sort of working through a lot of those discussions as well. But I see a lot of opportunity, even if we don't go and do this ourselves elsewhere up and down the country, but actually there's a lot of people who are doing some really interesting work. And to coin the phrase of joining the dots, how do we work with others so that there's partners? So there's a lot of good stuff going on in Manchester, in Newcastle, in Liverpool, over in Bristol, all over the country. There's brilliant activities going on. You know, London doesn't have the monopoly on great innovation, but around the country there's a huge amount of work going on, and out of the universities too. So if we can connect into that, we can become a landing point into London. We can make it quite easy to bring that knowledge into London, bring those products into London, act as a gateway into Europe or international markets. And I think that is something which is equally as important rather than just replicating here East.
And how do you think that would be affected in terms of opportunities if we were in or out of Europe, just to put you on the spot?
To be honest, with the whole Brexit thing is, for us, we're just going to keep on doing it anyway. I mean, there's all sorts of views, my private views and my private views. From a business point of view, here East will thrive come what may. It will be such an appealing location to do business. It's got so many different attributes which can't be replicated across London in terms of space, power, connectivity, and the ability to curate an environment with like-minded innovators on an Olympic Park, you know, with this amazing largest, Europe's largest cultural development, literally 5-minute walk away from us. So from us, you know, whether we're in or out of Europe is a little bit of a side discussion, to be honest, because businesses will still grow.
Okay. One thing I wanted to ask you about was, I know you have absolutely world-class connectivity here. So obviously in schools, they're trying to replicate that in terms of improving their broadband accessibility in terms of edtech and e-learning. I know you have some apprenticeship initiatives as well. How can we make sure that those who most need that access, that can really enhance or improve their opportunities, will access them? For example, those people that don't have internet at home, or I don't know if there's momentum you've seen through apprenticeship.
So working with Hackney Community College, we found a brilliant partner there, which we hope will start to address some of these issues. Closer to home, particularly on the business side, when we recognised locally there was a real issue about access to broadband. So working again, you know, our mantra is if we can, if the ability is just to support local businesses, we will do. Working with a company called Optimity, which are very much a Hackney-based, developed and grown network company, we've deployed their Wyber solution, which is a radio Wi-Fi solution, which then allows you to pick up and have broadband into your home at very, very super fast rates. So we partnered with them, we gave them the space for free. We've got radio shots across Hackney Wick that people can pick up and get direct access into super fast broadband. On the businesses, there was over 130 businesses connected within 6 weeks of us actually installing that with Optimity. So there's things that we can do and to support other companies who provide that service to work very rapidly. And that was also partnered with the Cabinet Office with their super fast broadband voucher scheme, which schools had access to as well. With Hackney Community College reaching into, you know, their base of apprentices, who ultimately, when we have the facility open in this September 2016, that will provide access to apprentices to come here to learn, access digital skills, getting access to apprenticeships, working in social media, in digital marketing, into the hardware development. Now, ultimately, over time, as we start to fill up, we'd love to see many of those apprentices working in businesses at Here East. And part of our role is to talk to incoming tenants and talk about the opportunities and the value add that having apprentices has into their business. Many, many years ago, I did a 3-year apprenticeship as I started my working career. It's probably why I'm so passionate about them. Yeah. So we can see the benefit of that. But also, this becomes the learning hub for their digital apprenticeship, working across not just the four growth boroughs, but also across many other boroughs as well. So we see a real opportunity.
And could you just remind us the four growth boroughs? So that's Hackney, Newham.
So it's Hackney, Tower Hamlets, Newham and the Lee Valley.
Right, yeah.
So they are the four growth boroughs that came out of the Olympic host boroughs, and it's just repackaged themselves and how we can now work with those boroughs who are closest to us to reap the benefits from London 2012.
And for teachers and head teachers in the area then, if they are interested to start that conversation with Here East, the timing is about...
So it's about now, to be honest. So I think, we finished the build in June 2016. We've got some areas which are open now. To be honest, we're 900 people on campus already with the university that's been running in a temporary space and BT Sport and our own team. But over time, that's just going to increase and grow. I think that initial touch point in the early days would be a good team to go to would be the London Legacy Development Corporation and their education and community team under their regeneration directorship, because they've already got a lot of the connections. They're already talking to a lot of the schools and acts as a very good conduit straight to us. And then as we bring on this education and community manager to this year, then they will also be a fantastic conduit, and then that'll be all on our website and through our social media channels.
Perfect. And I'm not sure, do you know your Twitter handle, just for listeners?
Yeah,
out
well
there?
We've got at Here East, which works hashtag made here, looking at some of the programs that we advocate, and also some of the companies that we try to shine a light on doing best practice. Our Maker Mondays and our social media channel.
I love the Maker Mondays.
And then we've got Progress Here, which will also shows off exactly how the building is coming along, different photographs of the development over time.
Perfect. Gavin Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And if you enjoyed that, make sure you subscribe to the EdTech podcast on iTunes to hear subsequent Hackney Edition interviews with none other than a variety of EdTech startups based in Hackney, Hackney Council's The Learning Trust e-learning department, a Hackney primary school teacher, and the head of digital at the Victorian Albert Museum. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.